message from God's Word from our new recording room and all-purpose room in Fish Lake Valley, Nevada. Please remember to pray for us and help us financially if you possibly can to keep the websites up and going and improving them all the time. And thank you for your prayers too. We're going to talk about girls right now, girls. When boys get about 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, they go girl crazy. And girls go boy crazy. Well, we have a lot of women, ladies, following Jesus. They weren't always ladies. One of the most worshipful and faithful of Jesus' female followers was Mary Magdalene. And Mary and Martha, which he grew up with her brother Lazarus. Jesus had quite a few women following him, and this is what these verses are about, the women who followed Jesus, the girls, the women who followed Jesus. We read it from the Greek text because there are things there that you just don't see in English. And beside that, the Greek text was the one that was inspired by God. I have said this many, many times, that I believe that the Bible is inspired by God, tense, mode, and voice. Every little bit of it. Every little phrase, every verb, every noun, every participle is inspired of God in the original languages. And that's where we're studying. I don't do this to look smart or anything because I'm not, but this is the inspired Word of God. And let us enjoy it as we read it. The girls. Hopse de sabaton te epiphos kuse eis mian sabaton elthein mariam he magdalene kai he ale maria theorese ton topon. And then it says, moreover or furthermore, late in the Sabbath. Plural. That is not the word Sabbath here. It is a plural word, Sabbaths. How many Sabbaths were there the week that Jesus was crucified? Do you remember? Donald? Grewar, do you remember that? Nancy? Do you remember this? Randy? Do you remember how many Sabbaths there were? There were three that week. Three Sabbaths that week. Late in the Sabbaths, in the drawing upon toward the one Sabbath, she came, Mary the Magdalene. It specifically names this Mary. This Mary Magdalene is named. Because they want you to know that this woman had great faith. Now this woman was forgiven of many sins. I know a lot of people say today that Mary Magdalene was an upstanding woman. But all through church history and through the Bible, it talks about two Marys anointing Jesus' feet, two women. And the one, she cried much and she gave much because she was forgiven much. If Mary Magdalene was an upstanding, upright woman, a little Jewish girl that was just right with the Lord always, why was she forgiven so much? She was a courtesan. Now, in history, many Jewish women have been courtesans. In Europe, many of the mothers would train their daughters in music and politics and educate them well so that they could court princes and they would be their lovers and they could get political favors because of this. Well, here was a woman at this period of time that probably did the same thing. Not so much politically, but she was very wealthy because she had some high-class clients. And she was probably very talented and very intelligent. When Jesus came upon her, she folded, melted, because of her sins, in the state of his righteousness and his purity. When you think of our sins as we look at Jesus, we should feel small, because Jesus is perfect and pure. That only because of his blood are our sins white as snow. Jesus forgives us, and Jesus died for our sins, and he died for this lady's sins here. She wasn't a lady, but now she has become a lady. She was a wayward girl, but now she is an upright girl. Late in the Sabbath, this was the third Sabbath, drawing toward the one Sabbath. And the word Sabbath means completion, by the way. It means the completion of 7 days normally, but it also, there can be a Sabbath declared in special feast days, in which there were three this week. Drawing toward one of the Sabbaths, she came, Mary the Magdalene, and the others, and the other Mary, to view the grave. To view the grave. Now something happened to this grave. And they're in shock. Matter of fact, everyone in this area was in shock because of what took place here. Kaido seismos, aganito megas, angelos gar, kuriu, katabas, ek uranu, kai, proselthon, apekulesen, ton lithon, kai, ek ka theto, epano autu. And you behold, Matthew's writing this, and he tells us, you behold, pay attention now. There was a great seismos. We'll get a word, seismic activity, from right out of the Greek word here. All the scientific and medical terms come from Greek. Legal terms come from Latin. And you behold, earthquake, it became, it occurred, it came to pass. Great earthquake. And then we have the word angelos here, angelos. Right out of the Greek word angelos, do we have the word angel, malach in Hebrew. Angel. An angel means messenger. There was an angel of the Lord having descended out of heaven. An angel from the Lord and belonging to the Lord descended out of heaven. And having approached, he rolled away the stone. And he kept on sinning upon it. Now the angel rolled away the stone. So what does that mean? That the grave was still sealed, wasn't it? If the angel rolled away the stone and sat upon it, then that stone was still there. Well, what in the world had happened? What happened here? When Jesus was resurrected in his glorified body, could he walk through walls? Could he walk through walls?
No.
Yes. He walked through walls. He walked through shut doors. And he walked through this shut cave. And not only did he walk through this shut cave, but he walked through his clothes. His clothes were lying there folded because His body was wrapped in these grave clothes, and when he walked through the grave clothes, the grave clothes just folded up and laid down. Just right there, they folded up and laid down. Right as if he just came out of those clothes, which he did. The clothes were left there, and he walked through the clothes. And not only did he walk through the clothes, but he walked through the wall of stone. When Jesus was resurrected, his body perfectly aligned with the universe. Now, brethren and sisters, we are made up of more space than we have solid in our bodies, in our anatomy. If you could squish all the space out of your atomic structure, you would be like a little dot on a wall. But if you weighed 125 pounds or 150, 175, or 250, or 300 pounds, you would still be that heavy. Now, when Jesus was resurrected, his atomic structure went like angels. Angels walk through walls. Angels can walk through stone. Angels can walk through a mountain. And that's what Jesus did. I want you to pay attention. This may be the first time anyone ever told you this in the history of your life. In all the messages you ever heard. The angel did not roll away the stone and Jesus walk out of the grave. Jesus walked through the grave and through his clothes. And his clothes were laid down folded as they fell from his body. Behold, an earthquake it became great. And an angel belonging to and from the Lord, having descended out of heaven, and having approached, he rolled away the stone, and he kept on sitting upon the stone. 28 and verse 3. Ein de he adia. Autohos as trape. Kai ta. And Dima. Auto lekon hos kion. And he kept on being the appearance of him as lightning. Astrape. Asteroid comes from this word. Asteroid. A shiny object in the sky. If it's nighttime where you are, look outside. And you'll see bright stars. And maybe you will see lightning. Lightning and stars shine very brightly. Down this road, about 9 miles from here, in about 1985, I was coming out from the hot well down there. I had gone down there and bathed. And the sky was rolling with thunder. And the ground was shaking. And I was leaving, going to go back home. I lived 12 miles that way toward the south at that time. And I was in my 1973 Jeep pickup, which was really a very powerful pickup. It was a one-ton, and it was a little bit high. It wasn't like these high things that you have today. But it had a pretty good height off the ground. And all of a sudden, as I was coming back, a great wall of water came across the road. And the wall of water was 2 miles wide. The Highway 264 had been washed out, I think it was, in 11 places. The river that wasn't there before was 2 miles wide. I got through about a half a mile, three quarters of a mile into the river, and my truck quit. And I thought it was going to wash away. I got out, and all I had on was my overalls, bib overalls. I had no shoes on. I had gone out there barefoot. But behind my seat were some hunting boots. Mason waterproof hunting boots. And I put them on without socks, because I had no socks. Did not have any socks at all. And I started walking. And the water in places was this deep. And sometimes I'd go underwater. All the time, it was waist high or more that I was walking through. At least 4 foot water. I thought I was dead. I thought it was all over with. And I kept walking, kept walking, kept walking. And by the way, it was not raining at all. The mountains and the realm were just black, but you could see lightning, ostripa, all over the place. And finally, after I got out of the flood and out of the river, I started walking, and lightning struck probably within 50 feet of me, or 50 yards, somewhere around there. When I saw it strike the ground, across the ground, running sideways, I could not see any longer. I went blind. My retinas closed up. It was a very bright flash. And I walked 7 miles, feeling the ground. When I finally got to Highway 264 off of the Silver Peak Road, and that's the same place I saw the Bigfoot, by the way. When I got out to the road, I could see out of one eye. Then it took a long time. My feet were bleeding from all the sand and mud in my shoes. I had no toenails left on my shoe, on my feet. They were all ground off. And I got out there and I saw a car coming with that one eye I could barely see out of. And I flagged them down. And I asked them for a ride to go back to the Dyer. And they said, "We're not going that way." And I said, "You're not going the other way." See all this lightning? That road is washed completely out. That road, the river down there, is 2 miles wide and it's coming from that direction. Well, they turned around and they took me back down there. And I walked to my little cabin. And it took me 2 weeks before my other eye would open up because of that lightning strike, that flash. And this is what it says here. Moreover, the appearance of him as lightning, astripe, and the dress of him, leucon, this is where we get the word leukemia, white as snow. White as snow. This is what this angel looked like. And he appeared to be a man also, by the way. Angelos isn't masculine in gender. There aren't any female angels. 28 verse 4, apo de tu fubu auto es aestheson he, or hoi that is, terontes, kai agenatheson hos necroi. Now, the stone was still in front of the grave, Marilyn. Jesus walked through that material. The angel rolled away the stone and sat upon it so they could go in and see that he wasn't there. The only reason why they opened up the grave to show them that Jesus wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And his grave clothes were still laying there flat, folded up, instead of all around his body. He walked through. And it says, from the fear of him, they were shaken. They kept on being shaken. And the ones guarding him, and they became as dead men. They fell flat down on the ground like they were dead. Now, these Jewish guards that were guarding this were not Roman guards. These were Jewish guards. Pontius Pilate refused to give them any Roman guards. And they were as dead ones. 28 verse 5, Apocrites de ho angelos, e pantes genexen, me phobeste himes oida gar hote esun ton esta romano zetete. Moreover, furthermore, having answered the angel, he said to the women, the girls now. He's talking to these girls. They're the ones, the only ones there. The other ones weren't there. These women came. The girls came. The girls that followed Jesus. And he said to the woman, the women, deity, plural, feminine now, there's more than one. It's not singular. It's not duel. It's plural. Not you fear, for I know that Jesus, the one having been crucified, you seek. I know that you seek Jesus. I opened that tomb up, girls, to show you he wasn't there. 28 verse 6. Uk esten hoda, hode that is, ege rethe gar kathos epen duete edete ton topon hupo eketo. Not he is here. He was raised. For he was raised just as he said. You come now and you see the place where he kept on laying. He opened the tomb so they could see the empty tomb. The tomb was not open until the angel opened it up. Jesus is gone. The clothes, he walked through those clothes and he walked through those walls. 28 and verse 7. Kai taxi porutheste epate tois mathetes autu hote egerthe apoton necron kai adu pro age himas eis tain galilean eke. Auton opeste idu epon himen. And quickly, taxi. Now this is where we get the word taxi. That's something to sometimes get you in a place in a hurry. And quickly, having gone, you tell to the disciples, to the other disciples belonging to him, that he was raised from the dead ones. And you behold, he goes before you into Galilee, and there him ye shall see for yourselves. Future indicative middle voice now, second person plural. Behold, I told you these things. I told this to you. Verse number 8. Kai apelthuse toxi apo tu menemiu meta phobu kai karas megales idramon apangale tois mathetes autu. And having gone away quickly from the tomb with fear and joy. Look at that. You know something? When you first come to God, you come to God with fear because He's God. You come to God with fear because you come with Him with your sins. You come to Him with your sins. But when He takes away your sins, then you have great joy. Great joy. And having gone away quickly from the tomb, with fear and joy great, they ran. Idramon. They ran to announce to the disciples of him. Now, the Jews believed that Jesus was going to be raised. And the Jews, no matter, the Jews here, the leader, the Jewish leaders, refused to believe. They told Jesus as they were wagging their heads and laughing, and jeering at him on the cross. He said, come down from there and we will believe. We will believe. No, they wouldn't. No, they would not believe. And behold, Jesus, he met them. He met them, saying, karete, hello, hi. In CW, it's did it, four dits and two dits, hi. Hi, hello. The girls, and having approached, they held the feet belonging to him. They fell down and held his feet. Mary Magdalene had done that once before, hadn't she? She poured out her valuable spices on his feet. And with her tears, whether it was a tear bottle and tears that she was crying at the time, she washed his feet with her tears. And she kissed his feet as she washed his feet. She loved him. She feared him, and then she loved him, and she had great joy. Now again, Mary Magdalene grabs him by the feet and is kissing his feet and holding his feet once again. And both of them worshiped him. The Bible says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. Satan told Jesus, fall down and worship me. And Jesus told Satan, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. Verse number 10, now the last verse in this message. Tote lege autois ho Jesus me phobeste hypagete apangalate tois adeltois mu hina apel thusen eistein galileon kake me opsonte. Then he says to them, Jesus, the Jesus, not just a Jesus, but the Jesus, not you fear, don't be afraid. You go and you announce to the brothers of me, my brothers. Now, he said, girls, go to the brothers and tell them that you believe in the resurrection. Jesus told Mary and Martha, one time at Lazarus' death, he says, if you believe in me, do you believe in me? And she said, yes. And she said, do you believe that I can raise him from the dead? And she said, yes, in the resurrection. She said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Jesus was the resurrection, and he is the life. And here we know he rose from the dead. Now, the Jehovah's Witness brethren don't believe this right here. They don't believe this. They don't believe Jesus rose from the dead. Bodily rose from the dead. He did. His body changed, but he was real. He announced to the brothers of me, in order that they may go away unto Galilee. Galilee means serpent, by the way. All this district of Galilee. And there me they shall see for themselves. They shall see me for themselves. Now let's go back and read this from the Amplified Bible. Go back one more time. Now after the Sabbaths, plural, near dawn of the first day of the week, of the Sabbath of the week, Mary of Magdala and the other Mary went to take a look at the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled the boulder back and set upon it. He opened the tomb. Jesus is already gone through the walls and through his clothes. His appearance was like lightning, and his garments as white as snow. And those keeping guard were so frightened at sight of him that they were agitated and trembled and became like dead men. You know, our experiences really affect us, don't they? Everything that happens to you and how you react is what you are. All of your experiences in life and how that you have reacted to them make up you. And I'm not sure that nothing in this world that happens to you happens to you by accident. God did it for your good or for your betterment. When all those things happened to me in my life that I tell you stories of, they were with the purpose of me communicating to you some of my experiences that were somewhat symbolic to these. They became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, the girls, "Do not be alarmed and frightened, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified." Yeah, he was crucified. Yes, he died. Yes, he was buried. But he's not dead anymore. He is not here. He has risen. And he said, he would, as he said he would do, come and see the place where he lay. He rolled away the stone. The stone was not open. Jesus didn't open the stone that closed the grave. It was still sealed. It was still there. Jesus walked through the walls. He's not here. He is risen. As he said he would do, come and see the place where he laid, and go quickly and tell the disciples, the habitual learners, that's what the word mathetes means, he has risen from the dead ones. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Pay attention now. I have told you this. So they left the tomb hastily with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. And as they went, behold, Jesus met them. Now Jesus is going to confirm that he's raised and went through those walls before they were all opened. Behold, Jesus met them and said, "Hail, greeting." And they went up to him and they clasped his feet and they worshiped him. What was Jesus wearing? I believe in the garden, before God clothed Adam and Eve, that they were clothed with radiant glory, as Jesus was clothed in radiant glory here. He left his grave clothes behind. Now he's clothed with radiant glory, as the angels were. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be alarmed and afraid. Go tell my brethren and go to Galilee, and there they will see me for themselves." They shall see me for themselves. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? Is he part of your life? Is he part of your whole life? Is he part of your soul? Is he part of your spirit now? Is he? Have you met Jesus? Have you met Jesus? Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out for your honor and for your glory. I pray that you watch over the disciples, Father, of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus, wherever they may be in this world. Father, I pray you touch their lives with this message. You give them great courage and joy, and help them to be messengers also, to tell others that they have seen you. They've seen our Lord and our Savior. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us in life, and forgive me where I failed you.